once again, take a comfortable position, sitting or lying down, whatever is most comfortable for you and feels best for you. It's not something that you need to think about, but something you need to feel. So do what feels best. And take a moment to be aware of how your body feels. And as you are, if you haven't already, look up and let your eyes close gently. And just breathe in to your body. If some areas don't feel good to you, then breathe in peace and help them relax. Send them some love and warmth as we prepare for therapy. We're going to go through preparing you for chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery in that order. There'll be some similarities because you might leave home and go to each of those or be in the hospital. But there are certain things your body needs to do with each one. And first, stop and think about the words you would use to describe your treatment. Is it a gift to you, or is it poison? Are you fighting a war or trying to heal and cure an illness? And think about these words and what they do to you. And why are you going through the treatment? Is it your choice or someone else's prescription? Is it your family or a doctor's wish or your desire? And now dress and get ready to go for therapy. And wherever your starting point is, picture yourself as starting from home. And dress so that you are a unique individual. You're already a beautiful one. But let people see you, not your disease, when you go to the doctor's office. You want them to know you're a person. So do something special each time. It may be what you wear. It may be a gift you bring to the people who care for you. It might be a story or a joke. But take something with you, so they look forward to your coming. And call those you need to come and pick you up. You have a right to ask for help. They can say no if they need to, but learn to ask. And together, drive to the doctor's office. And when you arrive, be aware that in some ways this is the labor and delivery suite, where what you go through may have associated difficulties and problems, but they are worthwhile when you give birth to a child, and they are worthwhile when you give birth to yourself. So see yourself now entering the delivery suite. Bring what you need with you, music, pictures, people. And again, make yourself comfortable and make your needs met. And take a moment now to do this. And to breathe deeply. And to take care of the feelings of your body. If you have ever had a massage, feel that happening to you now. Warm hands massaging your body, gliding over it, relaxing it. And if you haven't had a massage, be sure and get one. So that you can feel it and help it. Help it to relax you. And when they're ready, allow your body to help the people who are working with you. If they need to start an intravenous, send the blood to that part. Feel the warmth in that area so the vessels dilate and it's easier. And when the treatment starts, direct it to where you want it to work. Some want it to bathe their body, so that no cells can grow anywhere. Others will want to direct it away from their scalp so that their hair doesn't fall out. And others will send it all to where the disease is, to eliminate it. How you do this is up to you. You are the director. You control the valves and the switches that tell your body what to do and where to send the treatment. And the more at peace you are, the fewer side effects and problems you will have. Because if the cells in your body are at peace and resting, they will not be bothered as much by the treatment. So if you're feeling conflict, stop and breathe it out. Breathe peace and breathe out the conflict. And watch the treatment go to and eliminate your disease. Take the time now to do this. And while the treatment is working, remember, you have an immune system that can work with it. So allow your immune system to participate in the elimination of your disease. And take the time now to heal. You deserve it. And while you're healing, you might want to continue to feel the massage, oiled hands sliding over your body, warming it, caressing it. or you might have a favorite view of nature, a place that has always felt good to you. You could see yourself being there. You don't have to work every minute of your therapy. You can use the time to go to wherever you want that brings you peace and inner healing. And remember that just as you choose your midwife to help you give birth, you have a right to ask for the people you want to care for you, the physicians, the nurses, the staff, the family around you, the friends. This is your team. And when the treatment is over, take a moment to view the inside of your body as a garden. And just as we use things to eliminate the weeds, we also fertilize the healthy. So take a minute to go through your body and spread the love. So that your body knows you love it and care about it and are not angry and resentful because a disease has occurred. Your body needs your love while you eliminate the disease and reject it. If your body is loved, it knows you want to continue living and will do what's best for you. And when you have completed that, follow my voice again and become aware of your breathing. And let the breathing slowly bring you back to the room, each breath making you feel more alert and awake and still at peace. And when you feel ready, allow yourself to return to the room, awake, alert, and at peace, and ready for life and living.